Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Sukkah daf Chaf Gimel, and we are in Perek Lulav Va'arava, the fourth Perek. We are in the discussions of Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. We started the Perek last time, Perek Lulav Va'arava. We spoke about Arava. There is a Machlokas Tanam. What is the source for Arava? Is Arava Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai? Right, and therefore there's no hint in the Torah, or is it learned out from the word Arve? Arve is plural. Abishol says that Arve is teaching us that one is Echad Lulav, the Echad LeMigdash. And then we said there are different versions of the groups of Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. Rabbi Yochanan said Arava, Nisa Chamayim, Eser Netiyah says Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. Rabbi Akiva says Nisa Chamayim is not Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. Nisa Chamayim is learned out from the extra Mem Yud Mem in Parshas Pinchas. So different deos. The last part we mentioned, which is really a sugya in Moed Katan, and that is, if it's all Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai, so then how is it that there was a heter that took place? The Gemara says, no, it was a built-in heter. Built-in heter that really was part of Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai, but again, that's a big sugya elsewhere. Okay, we're up to Rabbi Ba. We're on Chaf Aleph and Beis on top in the Oz V'Hadar. Rabbi Ba, Bar Zavda, B'Shem Rav Chunya, Divras Chavron, Arava, V'Nisa Chamayev, Eser Netiyas, Miyasod HaNeviim. Right, these three are Miyasod HaNeviim, which sounds like Din D'Rabbanan. Miyasod HaNeviim. Say, ask the Gemara. Miyasod HaNeviim Haim. Says the Gemara, does that mean, right, if you only look at the Karban Eidah, Mitakanas Neviim Achronim. From a Takana of the later Neviim Chagai Zachariah Malachi. They were the last. Shahayim Mimisakni Takanas Yisrael Bi'anshak Nes HaGadola. Right, those Neviim were members of the Anshak Nes HaGadola, and they made the Takan, the last Takanas really that were made for all of Klal Yisrael, one of the last sets. And therefore, these halachas were part of those. So the Gemara says, "My palug, there's a machlokas here. Whether it's Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai or whether it's not, whether it is din d'rabbanan." So the Gemara says, "No, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbon, Mishem, Rabbi Levi, kach ha'isa halacha biyada mishachachuha. It was Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. It was misora, and then it was forgotten. Wow, it was forgotten. How did they forget it? Forget halacha." So you could say that Nisa Chamayim was done in the Beis HaMikdash. They were exiled. They didn't have a Beis HaMikdash. They didn't remember every detail. Halavai, everybody should know every detail that happened in the Beis HaMikdash of the Avoda. But even then, even though there was, it was soon after, but says the Gemara, it was forgotten. Again, the Karban Eidah. The Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai Ha'isa. Elosh Nishtachu Begalus Bavel Meirov HaHamon Veheinis Kiru Osam. So it was a Din D'Oraisa. It was forgotten. And then they brought it back. The later generations were able to come back and to reenact, so to speak, even though it was a din d'oraisa, reenact the din from earlier. To teach me, anything that bezdin is moser nefesh for, so they can bring it back. What kind of mesiris nefesh is here? Sirus Nefesh for Torah, they were trying to figure out the Torah, says the Karban Eidah, Lahavin Hadvarim Alburyan, O Lakayem HaMitzvah Ketikna. You push ourselves, there's a special, they can figure it out, Kamosha Nemra, Lamosha Mi'Sinai, right, they could figure it out. So again, either this is literally you work hard on something, you figure it out, or there's also an idea of a special Siyata Deshmaya, especially these types of Halacha Moshe Mi'Sinais, we're able to get it back. So interesting, the language again here used by the Karban Eidah. What's the Mesiras Nefesh here? Lahavin Hadvarim Al Burian. If you look in the Karban, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, La'ayin HaHalacha Karoui. If they're no say Nefesh, if they're Moser Nefesh, to be Ma'ayin in the Halacha properly, Sofulis Kayim Biado, he says, Sheyaskimu Ledavar V'yachavnu Ha'emes. K'moshe Nemar L'moshe Mi'Sinai. So the language of Chaim Kanievsky here uses, if they're ma'ayin karoi, then they're going to be ultimately be machavi to the emes. That reminds me of the Hakdama of the Igros Moshe, where Moshe discusses there, remember the first paragraph, he writes, who am I to write a sefer? I don't know why people ask me a lot of questions, but I guess that I have to give answers. But then he says, I might be wrong, so how can I be giving answers to questions if I might not be being machavi to the emes? So that's where Moshe says, "I will huat mitam shanochlani as daiti." Use the exact same lashon. Sher rashay nubuchuyav and chachmi doros ha'achronim lahoros. The later generations have an obligation to paskin. Af shalo hayu nechshavin igia lahorah b'doros chachmi agamara. Even if they lived in the earlier generations, they wouldn't be considered anything. They wouldn't be on the level of the poskim for the earlier generations. Doesn't matter. Sheyesh vaday lachush ulai lo kivnu amitas hadin kifishu ha'emes klapi shmaya. Right? They might not be getting to the MS of the earlier generations, what he calls MS klapi shmaya. Aval ha'emes lahora'a kfar nemer lo bashamayimi. That's Rav Moshe's phrase. Two types of MS. MS la'amita, MS la'shamayim, and then MS la'hora. There's an MS for psak. If somebody does the proper hishtadlus, Ella, here's the lashon. Kefisha nirolachacham acharesha iyein karaui levarer halacha. There's the exact same lashon. After he puts in the time to be ma'ayin properly, to understand the halacha, to clarify, b'shas uba poskim kefi kocho b'kovid rosh ubiyira me'ashem yizbarach. It's not just about intellectual, but with COVID Rosh and Yiras Hashmei Hashem Yisbarach, V'nira lo shekeinu psak adin, hu ha-emes lahara, that achieves the A level of MS, u'mechuyev laharos kein, and the posting is obligated to pask in that way, af im be'etzam galia klape shmaya, she'eno kein apirish, even though the MS la'amita that he calls it, MS bashamayim, is not that way. But the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created different levels of MS. The HaKadosh Nemar, Shekam Dvarav, Dibre Elokim Chayim, Me'achar Shelo Nira HaPirish, Kamo Shepasak. Lo HaYastiro L'Dvarav, Yekabal Schara L'Raso, Afsho HaEmes Eino Kipirushas. That's what Rav Moshe says. That's the exact lashon that's mentioned here by the Achronim in terms of the what the Mesiras Nefesh here, the Mesiras Nefesh to try to be Mechavein to the earlier Dar. Again, this is coming to the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So you might say that Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, as we've said, has no remez in the pasuk, but could be they do the research and they start looking into the sugyas and they realize that it was a Halacha Moshe B'Sinai that was forgotten. Wasn't that one that they figured out based on logic? It was figured out based on the Misorah and based on other psukim and researching properly, and they see that this is what the reality is. These are Halacha Moshe B'Sinai's. Good. Let's continue a little more and then maybe we'll talk more about that halacha. The Asya key, this idea of Bezi being Moser Nefesh, and therefore Sofo Lehiskayim, so it fits into the following, right? We had this earlier in a earlier Masechta. V'Asya ki da Amar Rabbi Ma, ki lo davar reik hu mikem. Right? We had this back in Peya and in Shvius. Ki lo davar reik hu mikem. What does it mean that it, the Torah, is not a davar reik, it's not empty? We darshan im reik hu mikem. If it's empty, if you're not connecting and feeling it and appreciating it, it's not the chisaron of the Torah. It's the chisaron of me, of you. V'imreku mikem. Right? Even though it's, that's not the pshat, but that's the drash. Lama, shenatam yigambo. We're not working hard enough. If we're not appreciating the magic of the Torah, it's because the chisaron is in us, not in the Torah. Kihu chayechem, because it is your life. Emasaihu chayechem, b'shah shatam yigambo. When is it my life? When I am miyageya, when I push myself and sweat and moser nefesh for it. Right? That means early in the morning or late at night, whenever it is. That's the Rambam talks about this in Hilchas Talmud Torah in the third parak, where we have to dedicate ourselves. B'shloshik sarim nechtur Yisrael. And this is the only crown that's open to all. I'm not a Kohen, and who knows Malchus Beis David, but those are crowns that are limited to specific families. The crown of Kahuna and the crown of Malchus. But the crown of Torah is open to everybody. That's based on the Gemara in Yuma and the Mishnah Pirkei Avos and here the Rambam. Keser Torah, Keser Kuna, Keser Malchus, Keser Kuna Zachabo Aaron, Keser Malchus Zachabo David, Shenamer Zarolo Olam Yeh, Vekiso Kashemesh Negdi, Keser Torah Harimunach Va'omedu Muchan Lakol. It's Muchan Lakol, and that's the greatest Keter, says the Rambam. And the Rambam a little bit later says that we have to dedicate ourselves. Misha Nesao Libo, Lekaye Mitzvah Zu Karo Ila, if somebody lifts up their heart, nisolibo, to be fulfilled the mitzvah properly, v'lios muchtar bekisr shel Torah, to be crowned with the keser Torah, lo yasiach daito l'dvar macherim, right? We can't focus on other things. Doesn't mean every second of our life, but it means even when we're doing other things in our life, we have to have, let's say, Torah in the background, like to use the lashon of Tosfos and Brachos Daf Yud Aleph, right? Not to be miyaish daito mimenu. V'lo yasim alibo shiiknet Torah ima osher v'kavod ke'echad. Kachu dachash Torah v'chulu v'aschar l'fi hatzar. That's the Rambam says. We have to be dedicate ourselves. And that's what the Rambam later on quotes the Chazal. Ein divrei Torah miskayim in ala b'misha meimis atzmo aleihen u'mitzar gufo tamid v'lo yitein shnas l'einav u'la'af apav tenuma. And that's part of what it says here, that the Bezdin was Moser Nefesh in order to come to the truth in Torah to get back the halacha l'Moshe Misinai. Okay, we continue. Rabbi Yochanan Amar l'Rabbi Chiya Barba. Bavlaya, Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Chiya had come to you, Eretz Yisrael, and he was from Bavel. So Rabbi Yochanan says to him, train me lane, salkun bideicho. There are two things that you Babylonians brought up from Bavel, and we have adopted. What are those two things? Mipshituse de ta'anisa, the arova de yomishviaya. Pshita is to spread out. Pshitusa de ta'anisa, the spreading out, the bowing down on the fast days. What does that mean? Generally, we aren't allowed to do a total pisha yadayim v'raglayim. Right? The way when we do tachnun, bizman azeh, what we call nefilas apayim, right? We go down on our arm. Right? Generally, we don't go down on, like we do by, on Yom Kippur. We go down on the floor, what they used to do in the Beis HaMikdash. So there are limits about when, and how you're allowed to do that. So, pshita tanisa, if you look in the Pnei Moshe, bipshita tanisa, hishtachavaya bepisha yadayim v'raglayim. Right, bowing down with spreading out the hands and the feet. So you know again, kach b'tayin es sibur. This is what they used to do on fast days. Kitakam arsham shlo hitirish tachavaya b'yishav adam raglayim elo b'tayin es sibur b'bovad. So that idea we brought up came up to Eretz Yisrael. We got that from you Babylonians to do that on public fast days to do pisha yadayim v'raglayim. Ve'arova diyomashviyaya, and also to do the arava minhag ceremony on Hoshana Rabbah. The Yom HaShivi'ayah, right, the Minag Arava, right, and that was a Nispashet in Bavel. They did the Zechel HaMikdash. Interesting, they did the Zechel HaMikdash, and the Bnei Eretz Yisrael weren't doing it. Right, the Bnei Bavel were doing the Zechel HaMikdash, and the Bnei Eretz Yisrael took it upon themselves when they was brought up from Bavel. But that's the second, Zecher that was done. In the Bavli talks about whether it's Yesod Nevi'im or Minhag Nevi'im. We'll have to get to that a little bit later. What exactly, how you consider what we do with the Arava on Hoshana Rabbah. Right, we don't make a bracha on it. I didn't clarify that last time. I think it came up. The Machlokes Rishonim between Baal, again, it's going to come up later too, but I'll mention it now. The Baal Tosfos and the Rambam about making a bracha on a minhag. Right, so there are two extremes and there's everything else in the middle. Right, the Yom Tov Sheni, then even the Rambam says you make a bracha on that, because that's a Gemara. The Gemara says Beferish that even though Yom Tov Sheni is Minag Avoseinu Biyadeinu, we still make a bracha on Yom Tov Sheni, right? If you have a second Seder in Chutz La'aretz, you say Alachilas Matzah, Alachilas Mara, you say all the brachas. What do you mean you're making a bracha on a Minag? Yeah, the Gemara says, because if you don't make a bracha on that, on a Minag, so then people aren't going to take it seriously. Asila Zilzule Bey. People are going to be mezalzel in it, and therefore Chazal did not want a zilzul to take place of Yom Tov Sheni. They said they instituted these brachas. These brachas are said even on a minhag, right? It's pointed out that where do you see haraya that if you don't make a bracha on something, so that people are mezalzel in it? Svirsa Omer. Svirsa Omer is a mitzvah. The mitzvah is to count. But nowadays, it's like the second if somebody misses a night and therefore they're not counting Svir anymore. What do? They do okay, I'm out, and they don't even count. Right, they leave before I'm done. What do you mean? The mitzvah is the counting. The mitzvah, it could be even a din d'oraisa bizman hazeh. The mitzvah is the counting. The bracha is extra, but if we don't make a bracha on it, we're like, okay, I'm not doing anything. Right, so that's what Chazal said, that Yom Tov Sheni, right, even with a bracha bizman hazeh, people sometimes are mezalzel on Yom Tov Sheni. But, so that's number one. Everybody agrees they make a bracha on that minhag. Everybody agrees that you don't make a bracha on chibut arava. That's also in the Gemara. Chibut arava, banging the arava, that we don't make a bracha on that. Even Baalei Tosfos don't make a bracha on that. So those two minhagim are clear, because that's just, that's not a minhag as, that's warrants a bracha. But everything else, not everything else, there are a few other times where minhagim come up and the machloka says, what's the rule, what's the exception? Like, halal on Rosh Chodesh. So what's the rule, what's the exception? The Rambam says, no bracha. No bracha. It's like chibur arava. The Baalei Tosfos say, no, you do make a bracha. It's like, you can make a bracha. It's, like the other minhagim that you make a bracha on, like Yom Tov Sheni, there could be lumdis, there's a briska rav about, there's a difference between halal and Rosh Chodesh is b'cheftza, it's a mitzvah. It's just the chovas gavra is minhag. Right? So because cheftza, it's a mitzvah, so you can still make a bracha on it. Halal could be a mitzvah. So this halal happens to be a chovas gavra minhag, but chibur arava, that's not a mitzvah b'cheftza. Right? So there could be differences in lumdis also. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan says these two things came up from Bavel. For Rabbanan de Kesaran Amrin, Afad de Makazda, Rabbanan of Kesari also say, also this makazda, that's also a minhag that came up from Bava. What exactly is makazda? Very unclear, different pshatim given. The Karban Eda says it's something to do with, has to do with different types of blood. We know there are different types of blood. Some are asa daraisa to eat with an iser kares. Some are asa daraisa to eat without an iser kares. Some are not daraisa, all different levels. So there's certain, nihugim that came up from Bavel that has to do with, the types of blood. But others say it has to do with, bloodletting. The Pnei Moshe says here, the minog, be'eze yom akizin. The Gemara in Shabbos talks about this. What are good days to bloodlet? Well, they're not good days to bloodlet. Right, there was a thought of being healthy, so there was a minog that came up from Bavel. That's Yom Makazda. If you look at Rav Chaim Kadievsky, has another pshat quoting the Gra, Machinogin Lidalig Bekriyas Halal Beresh Chodesh, what we were just talking about. The skipping parts of Halal, right? We only say what we call half Halal on Rosh Chodesh. We skip two halves of paragraphs, and that's Dam Makazda. So a different day is what exactly this last one is. Rabbi Simon Mefaki Le'ilain de Machashvin. Rabbi Simon commanded to those who are machashev, meaning the bezdin that figure out ibur hachodesh, those that add on today's yavun daitaychun, focus, put your mind to lo tavdun, to lo, don't make it lo tkiyasa b'shabsa. Do your best to try not to have Rosh Hashanah falling out on Shabbos, v'lo aravsa b'shabsa, and that not having arava, that means don't have Hoshana Rabba fall out on Shabbos. Try to do that. V'in idchaktun, and if it's really difficult that you're going to have one on Shabbos, not the other, Avdun tkiyasav lo tavdun aravsa. Fine, Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. Fine, do that. But Hoshana Rabbah on Shabbos? No way. That's the Gemara. Tosfos in Daf Mem Gimel quotes this Yerushalmi and says, what? We're more makpid about this Chibra Rava than they are about Shofar. Shofar is a mitzvah daraisa. So if we want to blow Shofar and we want to do Chibra Rava. So then he said, if you're really going to make sure that what, Chibra Rava? So Tosfos, this is not in the Bavli. But Tosfos, Mem Gimel on the base, quotes this Yerushalmi. Mashma, dechayish, tfei, yom arava, mitkiya shofar velulav. We're more makbid to shake an arava on Hoshana Rabbah than we are to blow shofar. Via gamachshav, says Tosfos, on a machashin. Bizmanazeh, Rosh Hashanah can fall out on Shabbos. Right? Lo adu rosh. But it can fall out on Shabbos. But Hoshana Rabbah doesn't fall out on Shabbos. Right, so Tosfos says, "V'gamashav anu mechashen to lo mikla yom arava b'shabes u'b'shav alulav lo chashinan avo pishi yom rishon da araisa v'tema." As Tosfos, "Shayom arava shuzecha lemikdash ba'alma chashinan v'yahani da araisa lo chashinan." I'll be more makbid about this little nihug that more than the din da araisa. Tosfos has two answers. Number one, "V'yesh lo amar din achinami v'yahani tiksivi behedya lo asi lefik pukpe bu b'shar shanim." If I skip Rosh Hashanah this year without shofar, what, next year I'm going to forget about shofar and Rosh Hashanah? It's a pasuk in the Chumash. It's a din d'araisa. There's no chash that if this year it's Shabbos, I'm not going to blow, that next year I'm going to be mezalzel in it. It's a din d'araisa. Aval arava d'rabbanan asi lefik pukeba. Right? What are we going to say? Right? We haven't done it for 2 years. Yeah, bro, what is this arava? Yeah. Right? Once it's out of the, we have a very short-term memory when it comes to sometimes religious activities. Right, and therefore, right, the fact that, it only took a little bit of corona to get people out of shul. And then all of a sudden, in some neighborhoods, throughout the countries, there's and there are some places in certain communities that it's still hard to get Shabbos morning to get people back. But this is mamish from the Tosfos, right? Va'od de misavig avdina treyomi. And also number two, Rosh Hashanah, you have the second day of Rosh Hashanah. So you're going to blow that year. So even if you're not going to have the first day, it's going to be a derabana, but you're going to blow that second day. V'chi uvchi mikla yom rishon b'shabes ain shofar bata legamre. The token b'sheni avaga v'chol divi edim kama avo b'shvi shal arava delesa elachad yoma delo ef shal amevra shmini shal savi v'shon divi bata legamre mishtakech toras arava. So that's an important Tosfos where he talks about Ar Yerushalmi, why this is the... These are the instructions. The Ritva also has another idea. The Ritva says maybe the Tzdukim and the Baitusim, right? This is show them up. You don't have to be so mocking about shofar because that's in the Torah and everybody does shofar and the Tzdukim even blow shofar. But Arava, which is Torah Shebal Peh, right? So we want to make sure, go out of our way to make sure to have this. That's what the Ritva quotes. a third idea that we have here. Even though it's daraisa, mikiva shein ba pikpuk baitusim. Right. This is also the ritva here, a mem gimel amid base. We continue. Next mishnah. Mitzvah lulav ketzad. So the mishnah said, the first mishnah said that we shake a lulav 7 days or 6 days, depending on the when Shabbos falls out. Ketzad. Kala molich razlovin larabayis. So when, if the first day of Sukkot was on Shabbos, so then they took a lulav even on the first day, but you couldn't do the macha of hotza'ah. So what do? So everybody brought their lulavs to the Beis Hamikdash before Shabbos. And the gabbais there took them and they lined them up, nice and neatly on the roof, or the roof where the benches were. But the elders had their own private rooms. They wouldn't have to be stampeded the next day, right, to get their lulavs. Or there was a special room for the elders. Doesn't say what age, you know, that started with. Doesn't say if there was someone who wanted to act like an elder, right, to have that room. But, lishka. Umalamdin osan lomar. But the gabbai said, you know, try to find your lulav. But guess what? There are millions, hundreds of thousands of lulavs, so it could be that you're not going to get your own. You pick up somebody else's. So, everybody should say, shikomi sheigia lulavi biyado, hariyula matana, right? The first date has to be yours. So everybody should say, whoever picked up my lulav, enjoy, and it's yours, and you can give it. L'machras, and then the next day, mashkimenu ba'an hachazanim. What happened the next day? You can't imagine like what this looked like, right? Everybody comes to the base of Mikdash, and the gabbais were standing like on platforms. Mizarkin l'fanim, they were throwing the lulavs to everyone. And then one of the portion points out, it must be that they had wrapped in there. And what about their esrogim? It must be they were all wrapped together. They couldn't carry their esrogim. So it must be the lulav and the esrogim. They have these lulavs. You can imagine. I don't even know what we can't even imagine what they were thinking in the first place. Like, this is what that took place. They were throwing it. So what does the Mishnah say? It was a balagan. They were bumping into each other and hitting each other and poking each other. So Bezdin thought, you need a different, option. It was dangerous. You don't have to come to the Beis HaMikdash. You know, do it in your house. Do it in your house. Everybody was no to Beiso. Period. Was Bezdin just mevatel adin daraisa because of mibnei sakana? So note, according to the Rambam, all of Yerushalayim is the din daraisa, as we spoke about. So according to the Rambam, they just changed location, but it's still the din daraisa. According to most Rishonim, Rashi and the others, you could say it's b'shei v'altasa, right? This is the best that we could do. Again, then they knocked it out from Shabbos altogether. But again, this is the best that they could do. Rabbi Yaakov Dromaya Boy Masnisa. Rabbi Yaakov from the south noted that this Mishnah is Dolok Rabbi Dosa. This Mishnah is against Rabbi Dosa, meaning what part of the Mishnah? The Mishnah that says that the gabbais told us to say, whoever has my lulav, it's theirs. Why do they have to say that, the lashon of only whoever has? Mashma, that you couldn't say that before anybody else picked up my lulav. Right? So, you know, I couldn't say it in the morning, whoever's gonna pick up my lulav. Sounds like only once the lulav was in their hands, so maybe that's when it was said. So what does that show? Against Rabbi Dosa. Rabbi Dosa Amar, because Rabbi Dosa said, what was this talking about? This was back in my Sersheni, and we had it comes up in Baba Kama, that let's say I'm a landowner, and I know the Aniyim are gonna take paya. But sometimes Aniyim are leket. And they don't know exactly how much they're supposed to take. Sometimes they might take more than they're supposed to. So it might be called stealing. If they take more than, right, Rus knew the halachas. But maybe they're going to take extra leket. So only the leket, the originals that they're allowed to take, that's pater from Trumas and Maisers. But beyond that, it's tevel. So if it's tevel, I want to maybe help protect those aniyim from eating tevel. So what could I say? Rabbi Dosa Amar, Bishachris in the morning. Adam, Tzarech Lomar, Kol Mashiyogdu Aniyim Hayom, Ibn Amrim Hefker. Hareyu Efker, Rabbi Dosa says, in the morning, you should make an announcement, or just say to yourself, if the Aniyim take more stuff than they're supposed to, it's Hefker. And Hefker is also Pater from Trumas and Maaseres. So therefore, I'm saving them from violating the Isser of Tevel. So that's against our Mishnah. Because Rabbi Dosa says you can say it in the morning, even before anybody gets anything. Right? Because Rabbi Dosa holds Yesh Breira. Right? Yesh Breira, as it is explained by the Mefarshim here. And therefore, once they get it, that shows that's the one that I was Mafkir. That's against our Mishnah, which says that you have to wait till they get the lulavs. and then be mafkir and give it to them. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, the opposite shita. Litosei Erev. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can say it at night. You could say it only once the aniyim get it. So what's the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda? He holds Ein Breira, but he says you're allowed to be mafkir or makna something to someone who already has, if it's out of your rishus. Right? Each one has a chiddush. Rabbi Dosa says, while it's still in your rishus, you could do it, but you're holding a Breira. Rabbi Yehuda says, you can do it once it's out of your rishus because Ein Breira. So you have to wait till it's out of your rishus. So that's the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosa. The Chachamim Omrim, they add Ein Hefker Anasim Hefker. Rabbi Chachamim say, Hefker Ba'ones. You don't really want to give away your extra stuff here. You're doing it because the aniyim are taking extra. But Rabbi Chachamim say, no, this is not even called hefker. A separate problem. Sheinanu achran l'ramon. We are not responsible for people who mess up. Einanu achran l'ramon. There's even a lashon in Baba Kama. Haliteil l'rush of a yamas. You know, let him eat iser. That's not my issue. This is a big balance of when do I say chatei b'shol sheyizke chavei recha, and when do we say the lashonos like this. Okay, so the Gemara says, Taman at Omar ein hefker anasim hefker. One second. Over there in what we just quoted, the Chachamim say, if it's hefker against your will, so then it doesn't work. It's not a good hefker. So that's why, in that case, the whole issue with aniyim doesn't work. But v'hacha, what is our Mishnah, right? It's against your will. You want your own lulav. But it's against your will and you're mafkerit. So v'hacha at Omar hefker anasim hefker. So it is a good hefker. Answer, Amar Abelazar, no, there's a difference. Taman, we're going to flip this gersa. Taman, over there, al karcha hu mevaker. Over there, the poor people are taking grain against my will. I get nothing out of it. So that's a hefker that doesn't work. Baram hacha al daita hu mevaker. But over here, you're right, I'm giving away a lulav, but I'm getting a different lulav. Everybody's doing it so we could all be yotz of the mitzvah. So that works. Amar of Chananya Breder of Hillel, v'yaz, and this is a proper, chetete lechashuken, I'll prove it to you this is true, shekvar chilufa biyado. You have a different lulav. So therefore, you're fine being mafgir because you're getting something in return. Period. Rav mefakeh ledebeis ravasi, Rav Avnun mefakeh lechavraya. They gave these instructions. And this seems to be against something that we had a couple of days ago. Katevun yavin matana biyomotava. When you give your dalin minim on the first day as a gift. When you give it as a gift, right, because the first day it has to be lachem. So when you give it to others, lo tavun la ela ladas gemura. Give it as a full gift with das gemura. Meaning, what is that mashba? Meaning, don't give it as a matana, manas lahachzir. That's what it sounds like. And if this is true, then the Bavli is against the Yerushalmi. Because the Bavli says you could do a matana manas lahachzir by dalad minim. So if this is what the Gemara means here, then it would be machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi. And, where we had it earlier, right, just a couple of days ago. Also, about the ability to give, and we spoke about the ksos. That says you can give him a ton of lizman and it automatically goes back, but this would be against that. Kahada Rav Huna, like, how do you know? Rav Huna, Yav, Lesrog, Matan, Lebre. Rav Huna gave an esrog to his son. Amar Le, and let's say it's about a gadol, so you don't get into the issues of katan like we had earlier. Amar Le, and he says to him, Im Yamatova, Yoma, Deina, Reyu, Lecha, Matana. If today is really Yantif, right, Rav Huna was in Bavel. So if today is really Yantif, so is yours today. Vim Lamach, Reyu, Lecha, Matana. And if tomorrow, so is yours. Doesn't make any conditions. It sounds like it's yours. It's your matana, period. So the Gemara seems to say possibly that matana slachzir is not a good matana in the world of Esrog. Also, again, the Sefer Tzion Yerushalayim talks about giving gifts on Yontif. Right? Seems like giving gifts on Yontif is not an issue unless you say dafka a matana shal mitzvah is allowed and not other matanas. Okay. Mitzvah zarava keitzad. So we spoke about that with the mitzvah of lulav. So what about the mitzvah of arava? There was a place near Yerushalayim, down in the valley, called Motza. It was in the valley, so it had a lot of moisture, so the Aravas grew nicely there. So they went down there, and they gathered Aravas l'shem this mitzvah. They got bundles of Aravas. And the Kohanim then took them and stood them up, leaning over the Mizbeach. And the heads of the Aravas leaned over the Mizbeach. V'tako v'ari v'tako, they blew shofar. B'chol yom akivin es ha-Mizbeach pamachas. Every day they walked around the Mizbeach once. Machlokas Rishonim. When they walked around the Mizbeach, did they walk around with their lulavs, with the Arava standing up? Or they walked around with the Arava, and then after they walked around, then they stood up the Arava. Machlokas Rishonim. I think the Rambam says lulav they walked around with. But others say Arava. So every day they walked around once. V'omrim, anashem ashiyana, anashem aslichana. All right, this is the zecher to that we have with our Hoshanas. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ani Vahu Hoshiana. Vahu Hoshiana. You might remember that the Girsa in the Bavli is Ani Vaho Hoshiana. Right? The Rishonim, the Ritva, all that Fabimhei talks about. Ani Vahu Hoshiana. What's Ani Vahu? Right? The Mefarshim here say, and the Karbonetah says, who is Hashem? Hashem, save me and you! Because Imo Anochi Bitsara. Hashem, bring the Geula. So, did they say this in the Beis HaMikdash? There was no Gaulus then. Imo Anochi Bitsara. So we understand that we say it. Right, but it's interesting. If this is the Lashon, but that's what the look in the Karbonetah says. Ani Vaho, Gematria, Ani Hashem, Vaod, Inami, Misha, Ani Vahu Bitsara, Alderach, Imo Anochi Bitsara, Oshiana. Okay. Ani Vahu Oshiana. Also, Yom HaKippur Zemez Be'ach Pamim. They, on that day, on Shoshana Rabbah, they walked around 7 times. B'Shas B'Tiras Amein Omer, and when they left the Mizbeach, what they say? Yofi Lucha Mizbeach, Yofi Lucha Mizbeach. Mizbeach, you are gorgeous. Right? You are beautiful. Because, right, you will bring Kapara for Klal Yisrael. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Lashem Ulucha Mizbeach. Lashem Ulucha Mizbeach. Right? They link Hashem with the Mizbeach, which the Mefarshim, the Gemara will talk about, and the Mefarshim, whether it's appropriate to link anything to Hashem in the pasuk, ma'o motza, what's motza? Mamtzaya, right? It's a place where they it was motzi, it was excluded from taxes. From taxes, Omri Tanchuma Kalon Yahavishma. It was a place which was tax free. Why does he have to take our rabbis from there? Kasha. Bar Kapara Amar, one more section. V'gavan Achatzri Amar. How tall did the Arabas have to be? 11 amas tall. 11 amas tall because they had to lean over the mizbeach. Amar Rav Yosef Masisa Amar Ken Roshen Kfufin Al Gabe Hamizbeach. The heads had to be, and the Mizbeach was how tall? 9, plus the Kronos, and then it's gotta lean over. So it's gotta be at least 11. Some say even more than 11, because, you know, to lean over, even if the height is 10, you have to have it a little diagonal. Reb Zeira Shalach, Le She'il Rabbi Daniel, Bereid Rav Katina. Right? He asked the following question. Shamatni Avicha, did you hear anything? We'll just have the question today, right? Did you ever hear anything from your father about doing a bracha? Do you have to do a bracha when you do take the arava on Hoshana Rabba? But he tells me for the atzma, and is it taken by itself without connected to anything else? The yesh lashir is in a minimum amount of leaves of branches that you take. So we'll have to wait till tomorrow to get the answer to this question. But Hashem, we will continue in Paraglul of Arava.